What's up, guys? Welcome to the American Sports Podcast. It's Sam here today with a solo episode and my first installment of my NFL preview series on the pod. We start with the AFC East today, and basically I'm just going to go with the Bills, Dolphins, Pats, and Jets. I'm just going to give you a preview of each of those teams, and we're going to go from last to first, actually, and I'll give you my record prediction for each team, as well as seeding in the AFC. And I'm in seating within the division as well, obviously. I'll give roster previews, just everything you need to know about each team. And all this info is going to be coming off the top of my head. I have no depth charts or anything in front of me, only my standings predictions. That's all I have. And so basically I'll just kind of sit here for like 20 minutes and talk with you guys about, you know, what I think is going to happen in the AFC East. And then I'll go on to do that with each division going forward. So we'll get right into it. We'll get right into this division. The AFC East is going to be very competitive. I have three teams from this division making it to the playoffs. I'll start off by saying that. We'll start off with the team who I don't have making the playoffs, and that's the last place New York Jets. I have them finishing 4-13 this season, and I believe, let me just give a look. I think it was like the 14th seed in the AFC. Yeah, 14th seed in the AFC for the Jets at 4-13. And this team does have a bright future, I think. I really like Zach Wilson. He's, you know, a modern prototype of an NFL QB. They recently hired Robert Saleh as their head coach. I mean, he's got a lot of energy. Teams don't usually go defensive head coaches, but I think if you're going to go defensive head coach, Robert Saleh is a good pick. So overall, they've got that coach quarterback duo right now to build on for the future. Otherwise, we'll go into their roster. So the offense is decent. They signed Corey Davis this year. They added Elijah Moore in the draft. They added Michael Carter in the draft, running back from North Carolina. So a bunch of good young pieces there, but just not really one star skill player. You know, I mean, Corey Davis, as I mentioned before, he's probably going to be their wide receiver one, and he's never really played that role in his career. So I don't really know what exactly to expect from him there. But overall, just mediocre skill player group. Offensive line has, you know, some young players and potential as well, with Elijah Vera Tucker at left guard, 2021 first round pick, and Mekhi Becton at left tackle, 2020 first round pick. So two future pieces there for sure. Both I think can be very good in the league, but you know, again, it's going to be a little bit of, there's going to be a development process for sure. And so, I mean, the offense is, it's probably better than the defense, because at least they've got, you know, a foundation. They've got a foundation for sure with Wilson, Elijah Moore, Corey Davis, Michael Carter, Becton, and Vera Tucker. I think that's a good foundation. This year they might not be too effective, but they can be in the future. The defense, that's kind of where the issues are going to be. They haven't really given Robert Saleh the pieces he'll need to have a successful defense for this year. They're very thin at edge rusher and very thin at cornerback. You know, in terms of cornerbacks, the only notable guy I can think of was like a 2020 fifth rounder, Bryce Hall. That's just about all I can think of. They have safety Marcus May, though, who might be the best player on the whole team. And they have linebacker CJ Mosley, who's missed the last two seasons. Used to be very good. We'll see what he can do coming back from his COVID. He opted out of last season. I don't know if it was because of COVID concerns or something else, but we'll see what he can do for them this season. Otherwise, they have Quinnen Williams at defensive tackle, probably the player with the most potential on this defense. So with Williams, Mosley, and May, they hope to have a pretty nice trio. But they were expecting a big season from Carl Lawson off the edge, who they recently signed, but he tore his Achilles, which is, it's a tough injury to come back from, and it's just a tough break for the Jets overall. So, you know, at cornerback and edge rusher, very, very thin, and those are two premier positions. And, yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be probably somewhat of a tough year for the Jets, as it usually has been over the past few years, unfortunately. But I think they're on the right track. I like the coaching moves they made. I like Zach Wilson. I like some other young guys they've got on that offense and defense. So if Joe Douglas, the general manager there, can keep building this team for the next 2 or 3 years, I think they could be a contender eventually, for sure. It's going to be a tough division for the future, though, because every single starting quarterback in the AFC East now is under 25 years old. So it'll be competitive for years to come. And unfortunately, right now, the New York Jets are at the bottom of the pile. So third place in the AFC East, I have the New England Patriots, my favorite team. I'll come out right now and say it. And I have them going 10-7, good for the seventh seed in the AFC, which is now which now makes you eligible for the playoffs with the NFL rule change. So I'll start off by saying I don't think I'm biased as a Patriots fan, because I was actually overly critical of them last year in my predictions. I had them going 6-10 last year, and they ended up going 7-9. So I underprojected them last year. So if you think I'm overselling them right now, I mean, that's your opinion. But, you know, I don't think I'm biased at all when I'm saying the stuff about the Patriots. But I believe in this team, you know. Breaking news today, by the way, Mac Jones is the quarterback of the team. He took over for Cam Newton, pretty much. Cam Newton was released, possibly because of some vaccination concerns. That's what I think it might be. You know, I don't think Bill Belichick really wants to be dealing with Newton's COVID issues that he's already had this year, and he had some last year as well. And on top of that, Mac Jones just has played better than him. So Mac Jones is quarterback one in New England. And I think pretty much everyone loves the fit, including myself. He can run this offense like Tom Brady, in a sense. I'm not going to say he'll ever be nearly as good as Tom Brady. I mean, Brady always had a stronger arm, especially in his prime. But Mac, he's very smart. The IQ is there. He can, you know, he definitely understands Josh McDaniels' offense, or he at least will understand it. And he can really just be a game manager, which is what Brady did in a sense. But Brady, again, I'm not really going to make that comparison too much. I think Brady could stretch the field much more, and that's what enabled that offense to be so dynamic with him. But Mac can be a game manager. He can hand the ball off a bunch of times, which is what Josh McDaniels is going to want to do. He can check the ball down. He can do everything that he's asked of, I think, in this offense. So it's a good fit. I like the fit. And I just talked about how we are going to run the ball a lot, and we have a great running back stable to do that. We have Damian Harris, who is also an Alabama product like Mac Jones. We have James White, veteran receiving back type player. And we have J.J. Taylor out of Arizona. I think he was undrafted a few years ago. Very shifty. He's emerged this preseason. And so is rookie from Oklahoma, Ramondre Stevenson, power back. Could be the next coming of LeGarrette Blount in New England, I think. And in terms of receivers, the Patriots improved a lot, adding Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith at tight end. We get the best tight end duo we've had since Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. Offensive line is incredibly good, with Shaq Mason at right guard and Mike Nwenu at left guard. Very good guard tandem. Isaiah Wynn and Trent Brown at tackles, and David Andrews at center. Even though Joe Tooney left in free agency, I still think this offensive line will be very good. You know, we shuffled around some pieces, moving Unwin to left guard, and then added Trent Brown. So I think they'll be fine there. And on defense, it's going to be interesting, because our secondary might be a bit worse than it has been in the past, because Stephon Gilmore will actually miss the first part of the season, like 6 weeks or so, with his quad surgery. So that's a tough break for that pass defense. But there's still depth in that unit with Devin McCourty at free safety, plus J.C. Jackson, who emerged last year. He'll be the cornerback one for a while there, plus Jonathan Jones, who's a promising young player as well. So there's plenty of depth there, and the front seven is a lot better. We signed Matt Judon, who's actually been really nice in the preseason, and we got Kyle Van Noy back off the edge, so already much better off the edge. Signed Devin Godchow as well. He'll clog up the inside a bit. And we get Dante Hightower back, who opted out in 2020. And so just the front seven overall will be a lot better. And I think our passing attack will also be better. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the Patriots can do this year, especially as a fan. I'll obviously be watching them every Sunday, and we'll see what happens, because I have plenty of faith in Mac right now. But will his flaws that we saw pre-draft shine through? You know, I mean, he tends to lack some arm strength, even though he made some nice deep throws in preseason, some accurate ones too. Just we didn't really have the receiving downfield to actually catch those balls. But will that lack of arm strength show? Will that lack of like playmaking also show? You know, I mean, he's not going to make plays outside the pocket too much. But he took like 4 sacks against the Giants in our last preseason game, which, I mean, it's better than forcing it into tight windows all the time. But, you know, I mean, it's obvious he's not going to avoid sacks or anything. So our offensive line is going to have to protect from very well this year. But I think it can, and we have a very, very nice offensive line. So it'll be interesting to see what Mac Jones can do for us this season. I think he has a bright future in New England. But what can he do for us now is the real question. And I think it could be playoffs. I think he's a great fit for us. And I'm very hopeful for this season and the future in New England. And that's why I'm third in the division at 10-7. Second in the division, I have the Miami Dolphins finishing 11-6. That's good for the sixth seed in the AFC, making the playoffs as well. And they have another Alabama product at quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, actually drafted in 2020. He had a decent season last year. He played, I think he started playing for them after like 6 games or so. Took over for Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he was decent. He didn't turn the ball over a lot. Pretty much a game manager, like I said with Mac Jones. I mean, that's kind of the role he played last year. But I think he's more dynamic than Mac for sure. You know, he can get out of the pocket a little bit more, scramble a bit more, I believe. He's also incredibly accurate. He has all the tools to become a good starting quarterback in the NFL for sure. And he has a good supporting cast in Miami right now. They added Will Fuller and Jalen Waddle at receiver, two speedsters who they fit Tua's like mold for wide receivers, I would say, just guys who can get open. And they also have Devontae Parker still and Mike Gesicki. So good receivers there. They have Miles Gaskin in the backfield, who's a very good receiving back. So just overall, a good group of skill players around him. Young offensive line as well. They have 2 2020 picks from the first 2 rounds, Robert Hunt and Austin Jackson. Plus, they added Liam Eichenberg in the 2021 draft. I like all the 3 of those players. I think they can develop into nice starters in Miami. So, overall, a nice offense surrounding Tua. On defense, they return Xavien Howard and Byron Jones. Possibly one of the best cornerback duos in the entire NFL. They have a nice, deep secondary. They have, like, Javon Holland and Noah Igbinoghen. 2 young guys who could develop nicely there. Brandon Jones as well. And then on the defensive line, they added Jalen Phillips in the 2021 draft. I think he's got a lot of potential. He could be a great edge rusher there for a long time. And let's see, who else do they have? They have Christian Wilkins, who's nice guy in the interior. I mean, outside of that, their front 7's not fantastic. But that secondary is absolutely scary. They have very good cornerbacks, and they have a good defensive coach in Brian Flores, obviously. So he'll coach a well-disciplined defense, and I think he'll lead them to the playoffs for sure. I mean, they were very, very close last year. Nobody expected them to be. But, you know, with a full season of Tua, better weapons for him, and just more continuity, I think the Dolphins are playoff bound this year. So, yeah, 11-6, 6 seed in the AFC, I think is very realistic for Miami this season. And finally, my first place team in the AFC East is the Buffalo Bills. They finished in that slot last season, and they're just a very, very good team. Lots of continuity for Josh Allen. He has a rocket arm, all the tools to be like one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league last year. They've got great coaching with Sean McDermott, who's more the defensive guy, and then Brian Daboll, offensive coordinator, who most people thought was going to be a head coach this season, but he returned because, I mean, it's probably because the Bills made such a deep playoff run last year to the AFC Championship. So Daboll ended up staying, and the Bills will benefit from that greatly. So they've got Stephon Diggs, who is Allen's wide receiver one. They've got Emmanuel Sanders, who they just added, Gabe Davis, Cole Beasley. Very good receivers, obviously, and decent running backs, Devin Singletary and Zach Moss, but they're like barely going to run the ball. I mean, last year they were very, very pass-first offense, and under Brian Daboll again this year, I expect that to be the same. They, you know, they're going to air it out, and you can't blame them because of how many weapons they have and the fact that they have Josh Allen. They're just going to spread the ball out, and they're going to just air it out all over teams. Good offensive line as well with Deion Dawkins at left tackle and just a lot of solid pieces on that unit. So overall, one of the best offenses in the league and possibly the best passing attack in the league. They also have one of the best defenses in the league, and that starts with their linebackers. Their duo of Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano has been absolutely stellar for them in the past few years. They have one of the top cornerbacks in the league in Tre'Davious White. They have a great safety tandem in Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. And they added a bunch of depth on the edge as they drafted Greg Rousseau and Carlos Boogie Basham. They also have A.J. Epenenze off the edge. And he was a 2020 second rounder, so obviously a lot of depth on there. I think they still have Jerry Hughes and Mario Addison as well. So that's five good edge rushers I just named off. Plus they have Ed Oliver on the inside, 2019 first rounder, who has a ton of potential. So that's a bunch of guys on that D-line who could really step up and make some plays for them this year. And overall, it's just a stacked team. You know, I mean, when you have Allen, Diggs, Edmonds, Tre'Davious White, you're going to have a great team. And they showed that last year when they made it to the AFC Championship. And I honestly expect possibly bigger things this year. They could make it to the Super Bowl with the continuity that they have. They've just been doing the same thing for the past few years. And they're just a well-run organization for sure. And as a Patriots fan, obviously, I don't love saying that. But they're just a likable organization. Bills Mafia in general is likable. One of the best fan bases in the NFL, in my opinion. You know, breaking tables every week, donating to charities. They just do a lot of good stuff. So overall, I like the Bills a lot for this year. And I think it'll be a nice season for them. That'll end in an AFC East title at the very least. So that just about wraps up this podcast on the AFC East. To cap it off, I have I don't think I actually gave my actual record prediction for the Buffalo Bills, but I have them going 13-4, first seed in the AFC East, and that I think that's good for number two in the AFC. Then I have the Miami Dolphins at 11-6, sixth overall in the AFC. Then the New England Patriots, 10-7, seventh overall in the AFC. And then the New York Jets at 4-13. That'll be 14th in the AFC. So we're doing the AFC North next. Stay tuned for that. That'll come out very soon. You know, check out the blog, americansports.blog. Type that into your search engine. Check out the Instagram at American Sports Blog. That's where basically everything is announced, any content drops, stuff like that. So definitely give that a follow. And then whatever, you know, platform you're listening to this on, give a like, review, whatever. Like, I think Apple Podcasts is review, and then likes are on Spotify. So, you know, anything like that is appreciated for sure. So thank you guys for listening. I will talk to you soon, probably about the AFC North. Stay tuned and peace out.